Trying to think what day it is now. Good morning, good afternoon. It doesn't really matter, does it? But
Afternoon in Scotland, anyway. So,
I might give you an idea that Gary's in Scotland. Whereabouts? Are you in Dundee or?
I'm in Dundee. That's where Stuart was born.
Yeah.
I've lived here all my life. It's a nice place on the East Coast, handy for everything, and it's a lovely place.
Brilliant. What's the weather like?
It's very nice,
Oh, is it?
bit mild, a bit of rain, but not too
Yeah.
bad at all.
Okay. Well, if I can just sort of tell the listeners that Gary Fraser is part of the band of brothers who are doing the West Highland War Way, West Highland Way,
We,
isn't it?
yes.
West Highland Way in May this year, the end of May. Is it the May Bank Holiday this year?
It's last weekend in May and
Yeah,
June,
that's
yes.
right. And it's in memory of his brother Stuart, who sadly died on the 1st of September last year. Of prostate cancer. So it's something that I think from what you've said to me, Stuart would have done with you.
Yes, he would have. He was his idea in the first place was to do the walk. Unfortunately, he died just before we got to get anything organised. But he'll be there in spirit, not in body,
Yeah.
which is the main thing. He'll be looking after us from above.
And Stuart's local, well, no, he's a Dundee lad, isn't he? But lived in Ashton for many, many years.
Well, he was Arshed Leatherhead. He was been in Surrey for maybe 40 years now. He moved down from Dundee in his 20s, so he'd been 40 years at least. Yes.
Yeah. Why would you do
Well,
that?
I think he was working in the oil industry, and there was more opportunity down there than there was in Scotland at that time. He moved down, loved the place, met his wife, settled, had family. He's very much Arshed oriented, but he's still got a Scotsman within him, so he's still very much a Scot, or was very much a Scot.
Is his children Scottish or English?
No, they're both English.
Right.
They're born in Surrey.
Is that a conflict on football days? And
Well, no, we're both the same. We both support Dundee FC, so that's we've got something in common.
that's what
When it comes
fathers
to,
do, isn't it, to their
yeah,
children?
when it comes to international matches, I think Stuart was probably the only Scotsman in Arshed supporting Scotland, which is fair enough, I suppose.
Which are there are a lot, as you
There
probably
are,
know.
yes, yeah. Well,
Yeah.
he wasn't alone there, no.
Yeah. tell me about who's joining in, because it sounds an amazing bunch of blokes, to be honest.
Well, they're basically all from Dundee originally, but they all moved across the world over the years. And when we thought about this walk, we contacted all his old friends from abroad, from down south, and they said this is the best thing to do in memory of Stuart. So they all rallied round, come to join us, and it's going to be a fantastic 6 days of getting to know each other again, and also in memory of Stuart, which is probably the most important thing.
Yeah. When did you decide to do this? Or
I
I know
was, it was
Stuart was going to do it, but.
it was before June, Stuart died, so maybe July, August. He phoned me up and said, "Do you fancy doing the West Highland Way?" And I said, "Oh, yes, we'll do that again and again." Then when he died, it was even more importance for us to do it, and so it was a no-brainer, as I say.
And some of the countries where the guys are now, are they all native Scots or
They're
just.
all Scots. They're almost all from Dundee, which is
Yeah.
quite the amazing thing. It's, 16 Dundonians coming back to help out for prostate cancer. It's a remarkable thing, I think.
It's quite incredible, isn't it? When, did I see Singapore?
Yeah, Singapore, Vancouver, and Switzerland, there's the three, they're the sort of expats, and there's quite a number down in England, and quite a few still in Scotland. So we're all Dundee orientated, shall we say.
So, okay. Singapore training for the West Highland Way. How does that work?
Yes, well, there's not very, very many hills in Singapore, is there? So I think he's got to do some up these steps a few times, and he's up to the second floor of his flat. Maybe people will train as about how they can. Come the day of the walk, I think the enthusiasm and the thrill of doing it, and the fact we're all doing it for one great cause, will mean people will raise their standards to do the walk.
Yeah, and how many days do you reckon it'll take, or
It takes us
weeks?
6 days in
Six
total.
days. That is some going.
The biggest day is 21 days from Bridgevochy to Cynddelchleven. It's over the hills. It's a big day, but it's a
21 miles
fantastic
over the
day.
hills.
I've done it before. It's a brilliant walk. I recommend
Sorry,
it to anybody.
Gary, sorry to interrupt. Is that the
Right.
first day?
No, this is about it's our second last day.
Second last, so that's not quite so bad then, is it?
No, by that time we'll be into the tune of walking, and hopefully we'll be a lot fitter by then.
Yeah.
And you're carried away by the occasion, I think. That's the main thing.
Well, I think the fact that, how many of you are there?
16.
16?
Yeah.
And who's organised it?
Well, we've got a very good committee. I do the publicity, there's a guy doing marketing, there's a guy doing all the website. So it's a big team effort.
Yeah. When I first heard about it, I didn't realise how big an effort it is. And it's like an organisation, isn't it?
Well, it is actually. It's taken over my life almost. You know, I'm in touch with as many people as I can to get some publicity. Again, the guys do all the marketing, getting some corporate sponsorship, individual sponsorship. So it's a big, big team effort.
Yeah.
So will result in hopefully £30,000 for prostate cancer UK, which is brilliant if we get that.
You certainly, as 16 blokes walking together, eating together at night.
Yeah, having a few pints together.
Drinking together
well.
At
yeah,
night.
Yeah, yeah. It's a very sociable thing as well. It's been an energetic thing.
Without being too rude, Scottish mates of mine will tell you I am quite rude sometimes about Scotsman or football anyway. But how are you going to get 16 blokes into a bed and breakfast in the Western...
We've put up with a company who does all that for us. They organise the accommodation, the transport between with our bags from A to B. So that's all sorted out by a company.
Oh, that's good.
It's not
yeah.
bother.
Yeah, they're
all good. Booked up a long time ago. We're all booked into the various B&Bs on the route.
Yeah.
And they'll take our luggage from A to B to C to D.
Yeah.
And we'll just walk the rest of the way.
Brilliant. Because there are some amazing companies in Scotland that do that, aren't there?
Yeah, I can't remember the name of the company, but they did all the organisation for us.
I'm sure we can give them a plug as the weeks go by.
Yeah.
So that's all sorted now then?
We're all booked up. Booked up a long time ago. You have to, because it's such a popular walk. All the hotels and B&Bs are booked up longer in advance. So, yeah, and best to do things early.
It just starts to warm up about May, doesn't it?
Well, the midges, which is the main thing. Have you heard of it, the midgie? Yeah, well, there's the dreaded midgie. By that time, they should be in abeyance, hopefully.
I'm going to say, we were looking at going... You finish off at Fort William.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, Fort William, we were told, is very bad for midges at certain times of the year.
Well, probably from up to end of May, from May to September, that's probably the worst time.
The worst,
When it's hot.
Yeah.
If it's hot in Scotland, man, sometimes it's hot in
Scotland. What's that, about 12 degrees?
Yeah, that's hot for Scotland, yes.
So, personally then, how are you training?
Well, I'm quite lucky. I live in Dundee and there's hills not so far from us. I can drive up to the Angus Glens and do a walk. So I'm very, very lucky having this on my doorstep.
Yeah.
People down south have got less opportunity, I think, to do any proper hill walking. So some of them are coming up to Dundee next week to do some training with us. And but people pick this as they go along. That's the big thing about the way is you can sort of fittish, but you get fitter as you go along because you're just kept up by the walking every day.
And how's everybody? Have you, how you heard how their training's going? Or
well, there's a few of us in Dundee, we meet every so often, have a hike, and other people walking up the downs in England or Singapore, hill in Singapore or Vancouver. They're all doing their own thing, and come the day, we'll all be up for it, fittish. Fit and ready to go.
So you're meeting up on the day, or
I'll meet up in Dundee on the, I think it's a Wednesday. We drive through to Mullingar, which is north of Glasgow. That's the start of the walk. Then that's just off and running.
And it's early.
Well, not running, but off and walking.
It's an early start.
I think we'll leave at lunchtime on Wednesday, and our first day is up to Drummond. So it's about 15 miles. That's an afternoon walk.
So then, it's just the afternoon.
Well, that's, yeah.
I suppose the good news is at least you're not carrying your tents with you or anything like that.
Well, I think we're too old to go camping nowadays. Yeah. You need a good soft bed and a shower and a couple of beers.
Oh, I think you deserve that. Who's the youngest, do you know?
A guy called Ian, he's a retired GP. He'll be 58. So he's the youngest. We're all in our 60s.
Just a puppy,
Ian.
Really, isn't he?
Yeah, he's the baby of the party.
Yeah. And the oldest?
Probably 60, 67, well, all Stuart's ages, 67, 68, yeah.
Were you all at school together as well?
Well, in various schools in Dundee, there was the Harris, the Grove, and the Morgan. They're all different schools, but sort of met socially down in London when they were in business, and just gelled from there on.
Yeah. And the cause, of course, prostate cancer is the biggest killer of men now of cancer.
Yeah, well, you hear a lot of, since we've been involved with this, you hear somebody whose friends have had it or died from it. You see the guys on the Sky News, Sky Sports, they're all wearing the same lapel badges. So it's a big thing. And it's probably bigger than I ever thought, to be honest, until you know somebody who's been involved, tragically, like Stuart was.
Yeah.
It's
Well,
very
I've got
much
the
so.
badge. I haven't had it, touch wood. I luckily get tested every year, but they're changing the way that goes on now. They're not keen to test people unless they show symptoms.
Well, Stuart was diagnosed 2 years ago, well, 2 years past February, so almost over 2 years ago. So I got tested just to be on the safe side because he said it could be in the genes, could be hereditary.
Wow.
But that's
Yeah.
good.
It's a very sad thing that we're told that prevention is better than cure, and yet GPs are now getting this note down, I assume, from the NHS or wherever, National Health England, to say that we don't want you doing testing unless people are
Yeah, I've heard
clearly.
that up here as well.
Have
I've
you heard
heard
that?
that.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think if
It's
you want to be
staggering.
tested, you can do, but it's not mandatory by any means. No.
Well, no, but I think they're saying that they're not to do it, and I guess you can pay for it, but then,
Yeah.
that just seems crazy to me. Because Jeff Stelling, are you trying to get him on
Well,
Half a Leg?
he's coming to Dundee in a couple of weeks to do a talk in the local theatre with all his pals. So I've been in touch with him. I've got to get a photograph taken with him with his badge and the t-shirt on. So he's a big supporter of Prostate Cancer UK. So to get him on board is pretty something.
Yeah, I think that's what's got a lot of people involved because I did a did I do I did something where I got a big T-shirt with the big badge logo
Ah,
on
yeah,
it.
the big man badge, yeah.
Yeah, and did I think it was cycling last year, and so I know one or two people had it, but not too many. But I think the fact that it's not looked at as important enough to be funded like it should be.
No, probably not as important from that point of view as lung cancer or other cancers. I think maybe prostate's been put in the background a wee bitty. So maybe our job is to make sure it's more publicised through our
Definitely,
work. And
definitely.
the more people hear about it, the more people recognise it, the more people support it. It's sort of a combination of things, I think.
Yeah. And of course, the important part is the fundraising for it as well as awareness.
Yeah.
We'll mention this now because we'll mention it all the way through and the series until you finished. How do people support you
Well,
financially?
there's a lot of personal support. We've got this newsletter that goes out to our web, people on our email lists, and that's the way we get in touch with folks. Just it's a lot of personal stuff. All my friends have been supportive. All the other guys' friends have been supportive. It's great. We're up at £10,000 at the moment, just to raise. So the next 2 weeks, 2 months, we'll say, should be hopefully, we'll surpass our £30,000 target, which is
Brilliant.
fantastic.
So what we'll do, we sign up to the newsletter, guys, everybody's listening and everybody's mates that are listening. It's called Stu's Band of Brothers, isn't it?
Yes, Stu's Band Brothers, yeah.
If you Google that, you'll get into it, won't you? I think.
Yeah.
So do that. Spend a bit of money, support it, share it, do everything that you do with it. The plan with us at the radio is to try and interview as many of the guys as possible, see how their training's going, and report back
Yeah.
and dob them in if they're not training properly.
Yeah, speak to Singapore about that one, yeah.
I think we'll do that. We could have a bit of fun with a guy in Singapore, I
Yeah,
think.
yeah.
Climb
Can I
every
watch?
mountain.
Can I listen in? Can I please?
Yeah. And that's Gordon, you said, wasn't it?
Yeah,
Is that
Gordon, yeah.
right? Yeah. How are the families taking it? What are they doing? Are they going to be on support
Yeah, I think,
throughout the
I
week?
mean, Stuart's family, they've been great for Anne. I mean, a lot of friends down in Ashton have been great support of her since Stuart died. And the
Yeah.
girls, they've been brilliant as well. Yeah, the support has been fantastic. Not just in Ashton, but I think because we're such an international band of brothers,
Yeah.
there's support from all over the world. which is fantastic to do
one
to achieve. Yeah.
67 is no age, is it?
No. And he was a very active guy before that. Before he was diagnosed, he was a keen golfer, keen walker, keen gardener. You know, what do you say? Just stuffed out before it's time, really.
Yeah, it's tough. So when do you start? We said that, is it the 28th of May, I think, isn't it?
Yeah, I think it is. I don't have the dates to hand, but it's a Wednesday, we come back on the following Wednesday. So,
right,
yeah,
right.
But 6 days walking and 1 day recovering.
So I think the bank holiday in England, anyway, is on the Monday after that.
That'll be right, the last Monday in May, that's right, yeah.
Yeah, so you'll be back on the Wednesday.
I think I'll come on the 1st of June, I think.
1st of June, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, perfect timing. And, of course, our fundraising will continue after that, won't it?
Because yeah, well, I think our Just Giving Peace is open as long as it has to be open. I think a lot of people will see us having done the walk,
mm-hmm.
then learn about the walk, then say, well, they've done 96 miles, all 16 guys, yes, let's give some money. So, yeah, we expect some more donations after the walk.
Okay, brilliant. And we've got some songs that sort of Stuart, very diverse range
yeah.
of songs
which
yes. we'll be playing as we go through.
I wasn't involved in that, to be honest with you, because my taste in music are so different from Stuart's. I'm more of a classical man. I prefer Bach to Bruce Springsteen, you know.
Yeah.
But before he died, he and his oldest friend Ian put together this playlist of Stuart's favourites, and all these songs kind of be identified by Stuart in some way.
And his family.
I mean, the first one, My Love Is Like Red Rose, I can remember my uncle singing that in the house when I was a boy, and that was why Stuart picked that one.
Yeah.
He saw Queen in the Care Hall in Dundee, hence Bohemian Rhapsody. Every song, there is a connection for some reason or other, which is
brilliant.
Makes it very more personal, I think.
All right, Gary, well, lovely to talk to you. We'll talk again, obviously, as we go through the build-up. So
yeah.
We're not going to do everything in one hit. The idea
ask,
is... Sorry, go on.
Can I ask just one thing?
Yeah.
We'll call ourselves the 1,000 Years Hike.
Yeah.
That's the total number of our years together, over 1,000 years. So that's, everybody's ages put together is over 1,000, which is a pretty good tag, I think. 1,000 years hike.
So if everybody raises £1,000 each, that's £16,000. That's not bad.
Yeah, that'd be fine. Go for it. Yeah, why not?
Yeah, why not? Well, we'll be checking up everybody's ages as we go through them all.
Oh, so, yes. I'll lie about mine, shall I? I'm only 45, by the way.
We're on Zoom and I can see you.
Oh, you can, yes.
If you're only 35, you've had a bad time.
Yeah, I had a bad paper round, yes.
Well, thanks, Gary. It's lovely to talk to you. And,
my pleasure.
You know, we're looking forward to the next, 8 weeks at least, 9 weeks by the time it finishes, and see how it all goes.
That's wonderful.
Yeah, look after yourself.
Thanks, David. Thanks for your support.
I say stay fit, but I don't think that's an issue with you.
No, I'll be up every week. I'm right.
Brilliant.
Okay. Thanks. All the best now.